We're doing the Maharal. We're in the Be'er HaGula, the first well, the second section of the first well, where the Maharal compares the performance of mitzvos to our limbs. If the Gemara in Makos says that there's a correspondence between our limbs, Remach Ivarim and Shesa Gidim, to the mitzvos aseh and mitzvos lo aseh, the proactive and the prohibitive commandments. So then the Maharal says there's more to it than just a comparison. And if this sounds familiar, it should. Not only because we did this last time, but also because the Sefer HaMidot, the Magen Midovna, has been developing the same thought. But the Magen Midovna didn't invent most of what he wrote. He took it from other places. So here you see, this might be one possible source for what the Magen Midovna has been saying. So the topic at hand is that we have a third section of rabbinic mitzvos, and those are the geder and siyag, that there are mitzvos that our sages did to protect us from transgressing other mitzvot. So the Maharal said that when it comes to our limbs, we see that Hashem created the body in a way that it protects itself. And we discussed this. Now, you remember I told you a story of how my son slipped and hit his right by his eye at the corner of the bath. And it's just because of the way the socket is built that he didn't hit his eye. And this happens over and over again. You see kids with cut eyebrows, and you see how the build of the socket saves the eye time and again. Hashem made it that it's very hard to hurt the eye. We discussed, we have a rib cage that protects our heart, and we have throughout our body, we have parts of the body to protect the others. And you see that in the hand that does so many things, it has to take off the screw off a wheel, it has to put on a shoe on a horse, it has to plow, it has to fix the plow, it has to cut and harvest the wheat. So the hand has nails, because otherwise the tips of our hands would be totally destroyed by all the things we bump into. And the same thing with our feet. We walk around barefoot so often, and we walk around with our open sandals. So I'm talking in his day. I'm talking about the way life looked like up until 100 years ago, from the time of creation till 100 years ago. So this is what life looked like. You were doing all kinds of physical labor. And if you didn't have sandals?
They wore sandals?
Sure they wore sandals. In Europe, maybe not. But in all the Middle Eastern countries?
Middle East, yeah.
Sure.
But he lived in Prague.
Okay. You see, he also needed his toenails. That's what he says. I don't know. And hair on the head, we discussed. So each limb, the more important it is, the more protection it has. So the brain has this thick skull all around it. So you have the limb that, that has to be protected. You have a brain, you have a heart. And aside from that, you have parts of the body that are there to protect it. They're separate from it. The skull is not a part of the brain, but it's there to protect the brain. And undoubtedly, the limbs and their shape is the handiwork of Hashem, blessed be He. This goes back to the famous Kuzari, where the Kuzari says the greatest excuse that people hide behind when they want to deny God is they talk about Mother Nature. Nature has it that whenever you see an order in the world and it's crying out loud that, hey, someone made this order, there's a logic here. So we talk about nature. So the Kuzari says that's where people hide rather behind that rather than say God. So the limbs are undoubtedly the forming of Hashem, blessed be He. V'yashleyaches po'el ze yoter el Hashem yitmarach m'yaches el po'el ateva. And it makes more sense to attribute this to God than to attribute it to nature. Raki ha'michse shu la'ayin shu shmirat ha'ayin yashleyaches ze yoter el ateva. Kach guf ha'mitzvah ha'sedr Hashem yitmarach רק שמירת המצוות שהוא מצוות רבנן, דבר זה גזרו ופעלו חכמים. So, he says, if we had to analyze, he's going into an idea here that he wants to develop that Hashem created the eye, and for whatever reason he wants to say that nature protects itself, and you can talk about nature and the way it protects itself. This is a difficult piece. They themselves down here in the footnotes try to figure out what he means to say. What's he calling nature? Meaning, he says animals have a nature to protect themselves. They run away from something that's harming them. So he quotes from all over where the Maharal deals with this idea of what do we attribute to nature. So he says the nature that Hashem created is an idea that things protect themselves. A human being runs away from danger, animals run away from danger, and that's a nature that Hashem created in the world. And what he's making this distinction, which he's assuming we know all his other works, where he says Hashem directly gives us sight, and Hashem makes it that the development of the body in nature is in such a way that it protects the sight. So this goes into a whole philosophy that he develops in a few different works as to how there are certain things that Hashem does directly and certain things that Hashem works within a system and lets the system run. We saw a similar idea in the Ramban. Going with that system that he developed, he wants to say the same thing with the mitzvos. The mitzvah is like the limb, it's like the brain, it's like the eye, it's like the heart that Hashem gave us. The protection of the mitzvos, that's the rabbinic mitzvos, that Hashem gave them, just like Hashem made within nature a tendency to protect, so too Hashem gave within the world the responsibility to the rabbis to put in the institutions that would protect the mitzvos. They are bnei adam, even though they're human. They're no different than nature. They're distant. You're not saying that's God's doing. It's external. This would be more comparable to an animal running away from a predator. It's within its nature. You'll say, God made that animal run away. No, God didn't make the animal run away. Your eyelash shuts when a ball comes there. God made it shut? No. God created a nature that your eyelid shuts when a ball comes towards your eye. So that's his distinction here. He says, the covert in the eye that protects the eye, the fluttering of the eyelid, that's already a nature that Hashem created. It happens, but it's not Hashem telling your eyelid to shut every time. Hashem created it within our nature that our eyelid shuts. By the same token, Hashem gave us in this world those that represent the nature of protection, and that is the leaders whose job it is to make institutions of things that will protect us from transgressing the heart of the matter, the mitzvah itself. Now, this is the same idea. Do you want to attribute the nature to Hashem? At the end of the day, he put them down here and he gave them the job to set it up. But he's beginning with this allegory. You seem to be bothered by something. No?
And following that, I'm just thinking that is there actually a difference, tachlis, whether Hashem created the eyelid to do this or he created nature, a system to do this? Is there a difference between the two? At the end of the day, is it still ultimately Hashem?
Because you're foreshadowing his next sentence.
Okay.
Very good. וכמו ששמירת עין משאר דברים נכנסים בגדר הבריאה, and just as you would say that nature, that the eye shuts to protect itself and the other limbs, their function to protect themselves, is all included in the way Hashem created the world, כך גם הגזירות שגזרו חכמים לשמירת המצוות נכנסים בגדר התורה. So too, what Chazal institutionalized to protect the mitzvos is encompassed with what we would call Torah. The Torah is not only don't write on Shabbos. Torah today includes don't lift a pen on Shabbos. Sometimes annoys me when people start discerning, is this rabbinic, biblical?
Same thing ultimately.
The end of the day, the Torah lifestyle Hashem wants you to lead involves what you do and what you don't do. Does it matter that the Kiddush you made Friday night is biblical and the Kiddush you make Shabbos morning is rabbinic? That's it has certain halachic relevance, but as far as the life we lead, that's all a part of the Torah lifestyle the Torah wants us to lead. That's why we actually make a blessing. Hashem sanctified us and commanded us. Come on, mitzvot the Torah, just as we say about the mitzvot of the Torah. And if you look at anything in the world, you'll see that it has this protective nature. Hashem arranged one thing after another, that in Hashem's wisdom, Hashem set it up to protect itself from danger, from harm. And anyone who understands how things work understands that this is how Hashem runs the world. Tov, in other places he goes into greater depth about how Hashem set up specific angels whose job it is to protect. My mother always used to quote us that there's every child is born with a malach, a special angel that's responsible for that child to watch him till he gets old enough to watch himself. That there's a so that's you look at kids, they're suicidal. They don't know what they're doing. Okay.
So in Netzach Yisrael, Maharal is coming to write against a replacement theory. And it sounds like almost in this he's coming to write against the Jews who are starting to say, well, this is rabbinic Judaism, and we're not going to... Okay.
Right, right. ואיך לא תהיה שמירה למצוות שבתורה שיותר צריך שמירה למצוות במה שיצר לב אדם רע מנעוריו. How could you have a Torah without protectors? We need protectors because our nature from the start is to run after things that are counter to the Torah. ויש לחו שיתקלקלו, so we have to worry that we'll ruin it. ולפיכך צריך לגדרים וסייגים לשמירה. And that's why we do need to make these fences and to protect ourselves. כמו איברי אדם, just like a person's limbs have protection. וכל אשר הותחת השמש יש לו שמירה. And anything under the sun has some level of protection. So this, again, this goes back to what he discusses elsewhere, that the angel's job is to protect. So do the angels have protectors, etc., whatever. אשר על ידי אותה שמירה נשמר שלא יבוא לידי קלקול, כך צריך שמירה וגדר למצוות התורה. Just as everything has its protectors, so too we need protectors, so to speak, to ensure we don't go over the Torah. וכמו שהשמירה של העבר אין ראוי להיות שומר אלא שומר, and just as you don't put a protector on top of a protector, במי שאי אפשר שיהיה תפל אצל הדבר שהוא תפל בעצמו, רק הדבר הוא תפל אצל העיקר, because you have one thing protecting. You don't add a million things. You don't have two eyelids on your eyes, right? You don't have a... Okay. ולכן אמרו גם כן בכל מקום שאין גוזרים גזירה לגזירה. And that's the idea that Chazal say, you could only make one gzera. You can't make a double gzera. You can't say, don't do this because I'm worried you'll do that. And then don't do number two because I'm worried you'll do number one, which will lead you to number zero. That we don't do. כי הגזירה אחת שהיא שמירה אצל המצווה מתחברת עם המצווה עצמה. Because the first level of protection really connects to the mitzvah. ותפילה אצל העיקר. And it, how do you say תפל?
Supplementary
to the prime mitzvah. אבל גזירה לגזירה אין לגזור, but you can't make a double distance. כי אין הדבר תפל, רק אל דבר שהוא עיקר. Because you could have something that's secondary to something that's primary. But you can't have something that's secondary to something that's secondary. That's not the same idea. ודבר זה עניין מופלג מאוד. So this idea, says the Maharal, is a tremendous idea. The idea that when something is secondary, it really connects to the primary. But if you go too far, it doesn't connect. And that's his idea here, that the gzeros that Chazal made are really connected to the mitzvah itself. They're not just something out there, okay, don't do this because I don't want you to do that. It becomes connected to the mitzvah itself.